大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米少米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾依然是环球雅思的壮壮老师。
Hello everyone,、and now this time we're going to switch back to our own roles with me being the examiner and Michelle being the candidate.
回到了最原始的状态，我还是作为一个学生，我觉得我还是学生扮演的比较好，扮演的比考官好，还真的蛮。
都不错、好 So we're going to go right into part one of the IELTS speaking test、Okay. So could you tell me the meaning of flowers that are popular in your country?、
I think the flower that is very popular in my country is lily. First of all, it is the flower that easily planted and easily raised. You can have itin your house or plant it in your garden, or you can simply just buy it on the market and you bring it back home. So that's one reason that it's very popular, among housewives. And the second of all, lilies can be very great gifts. You could bring it to the party that your friend is throwing. You could also bring it to patients lying in hospitals, wishing them to get better soon.And the smell of lily is very calming and、very pleasant. A lot of、girls, young girls, they would prefer perfume in the flavor of lily. And I've met a lot of people with、Chinese people with English name, and about 60% of the girls I've met, they're with an English name of lily. So that's to show their appreciation to this kind of flower.
Interesting. Now, what are some of the taboos when flowers are presented to people as gifts in your culture?
So, this is the thing. If you're visiting someone who passed away, visiting their grave, in Qingming, that's the day when we, memorize the people who passed away. So you usually give them, yellow flowers and white flowers, especially white flowers.So if you bring this kind of flower to someone lying in a hospital, that's like putting a curse on them. It's like wishing you to die as soon as possible. So this is one of the taboo, and just please keep that in mind in case、okay. you offend them.
Good. Now talking about flowers,、do you plant flowers?、
No, I don't plant any flowers because、I think I have a quite busy schedule.And I cannot always keep in mind to water them in time. And different flowers require different frequency of watering. But my parents, especially my mom, she likes to plant and keeping flowers at home. But she's usually the one that tending them as well.
Okay. So then, what do you perceive as the benefits of keeping plants and flowers at home?
Keeping plants at home, yeah, first of all, it's very pleasing to your eyes. And、especially my mom prefer the wooden furnitures, the dark wood furnitures. So our house is mostly occupied by the color of brown and、dark yellow. So if you added a little bit green here and there in the room, it、brings up the atmosphere in the entire room. And...、Well, the nature, it basically is the combination of brown and green. So it's very, and also it could、adjust your mood.、And、also they have the flowers and plants. They have the photosynthesis process. It could work as an air filter in your house, especially now that the air pollution is severe. The problem is getting more and more serious. And,I think third of all is because by raising a lot of plants, you could learn many knowledge about different kind of plants. Because if you don't、have them in your house and you only learn it from picture books or scientific books, it's harder for you to remember their features.
What do you think、would be the trend for plants as a role in the life of people in the next 10 years?
Well, I think, in the past,、people in my parents' generation, especially people who run a business, they prefer to have tall trees that represent wealth and affluence. Mm-hmm. So that if, so they would believe that if they have this kind of plant planting in their house, they're going to get a lot of money and they're going to be lucky. But I think now younger people wouldn't believe. It's kind of, you couldn't call it a superstition, but it's just not scientifical. So now, and I think more and more young people would prefer flowers that are, and plants that are good to them, to their health, especially those which absorb radiations. Now that people work on the computers a lot, and flowers that they really appreciate it.
So let's move on to part two. Could you please describe a gift that you presented to others?
Okay. So I just can't help laughing because recently my best friend's birthday is last month. So I just gave her this present that I've been thinking, that I've been planning on for months. I think it's funny is because she eats almost everything, every food. She's not picky with food. But there's this one thing she really hates is the eggplant. She hates the texture of eggplant and also the taste, no matter in what way you cook it. It's just hideous to her. It's like eating poisons or something. So every time we go out and eat, we would avoid ordering eggplant as one of our main dishes. And so I would always tell her that someday I would scare you with your worst nightmare. So on her birthday, I bought her a stuffed eggplant. It's a cushion. It's like half of the height of me, half the size of me. It's a purple eggplant with green leaves on top of it. It's a cushion, so I give it to her, and she was shocked. She just couldn't see anything at the moment. She was disgusted and shocked, and also she thinks it's very funny. After like 10 seconds, started to laugh, and she brought the eggplant back home to her mom, and she tell her how I tried to piss her off with this eggplant, and her mom also laughed, and now they don't use it as a cushion on the sofa, they use it to put under their feet, because they just hate the eggplant. That's the gift that I recently gave to my best friend.
So when you choose something as a gift, what criteria would you normally would you consider?
That depends on who the gift is for. If, for example, if it's my best friend, I would ask her in advance what kind of things she needs or he needs. Usually for girls, they usually need cosmetics and body lotions and clothes or shoes. And for guys, some of them require shoes like sneakers, and some of them require tools and or electronic stuff, expensive electronic stuffs. So I would ask them in advance so that I can better use the money. And if it's not for a friend, if it's for some people from my parents' generation, it's like elderly. I would select the gift very carefully. For example, you can't just give them a clock as a gift, because in Chinese, the pronunciation of clock means has the same meaning with death, the end of your life. So you better avoid that. And especially if that person that you're giving present to is in his like 70s or 80s, you'd better avoid giving them anything like a bicycle or a car. You could give them something, vitamin supplements, something just good for their health.
Health related, right? Mm. That can enhance their physical well-being.
Mm.
Now, in terms of gift, mm-hmm. What are the differences between men and women when it comes to selecting gifts?
Selecting gifts.
For example, men tend to select something, whereas women to select other things.
I think men tend to select something very practical that you can use immediately. But I think, for example, they would select things like a house appliance, mm-hmm. or like an electronic device that you can update with your old ones. But I think for women, tend to select something with a sentimental value in it. They would sometimes give you a necklace or a bracelet that you can't wear it in normal occasions. You can only wear it in very special occasions. But they think giving you an expensive bracelet or diamond necklace means that you are getting closer and closer. You have a very intimate relationship.
Okay. Could you pick one specific gift that seems weirdest to you?
Weirdest to me?
Right. But this gift could be not okay to you, but to somebody else. But you just learn it. You learn that some people may consider that a gift.
Okay. For example, wig, I think, is a very weird present. You know, it actually happened. I have a roommate. When we were still living in dormitories in university, one of my roommates just gave another roommate a wig. A bob hair wig. Before, I have a very weird impression on wigs. I think they're for people who are balding or bald people. But then I learned the reason she gave it to her is because she wants to cut her hair, but she got she's very sentimental with cutting her long hairs because she has been having it for over 4 years. And the other roommate just proposed the idea of giving her a bob haircut wig so that she could having a short hair and long hair
at the same time, right?
Yes.
Okay, the weirdest 这个挺好玩的，就是你最怪的礼物。我听到的那个是 condom。
啊，
这个也够怪的。
这个可能好像好多父母给孩子。
不，是男的给哥们儿。
那还挺够哥们儿的。
对呀、啊，我觉得这也挺好玩的，是吧？
对，还有什么？我不知道为什么，我记得我到大学的时候，给我一个同学一根，好像我是给什么东西都要给特大的那种，比如说茄子那个，我给特大一茄子，
就是巨型。
对对对，我给他一根大概有那个就是小臂这么长的一根笔。
我的妈呀！
然后还有不同色那种，他说这是他收到过
最怪的礼物了。
Offending, offending gift,、
啊、
我也不知道
为什么。为什么呀？这个多好啊，这个礼物。
不知道，可能很奇怪吧。然后他很开心的收下来，然后一直就摆在他桌子上。就是很长，也很就是可能用起来不方便吧，因为他喜欢画画。我说那我给你一个五颜六色的笔、
哦、
然后巨大，反正也拿不动，画起来是也拿不动，
就是为了摆着好玩用的。
对，其实我要是给朋友礼物纯粹都是为了气他们，就是在某些方面讲，就是为了对
就是惹他们恼。
对、
啊、但其实人家也不生气。
对
啊，就是说你选礼物的时候你有一个原则，就是专门挑人家的弱点。这个很常见吗？ Is it common for people to follow that sort of guideline when they choose gifts?
Not anyone that I know of. No. I think there are someone like me out there somewhere, but not anyone that I know of.
So. Oh, 真的。So let's talk about gifts that you wouldn't give to other people. 就是你肯定不会给的哈。Other than the clock and the flowers associated with death,
Okay.
What other gifts would be a definite no-no when you choose for your friends?
I have a friend who's a girl who's very, very sensitive with the shape of her legs. So I wouldn't give her miniskirt. First of all, she would be sensitive again and talking about her shape of her legs and comparing to all the other people. And second of all, it's a waste of money. She wouldn't wear it anyway. So I wouldn't pick a miniskirt for her.
Okay, so what you're saying is that you need to talk about that subject on a case-to-case basis.
Mm.
So it depends on the receiving end of the gift, right?
Mm.
All right. Now, do you consider the extra cost of gifts when you select a gift? How important is price?
Well, I think... If it's between friends, it's very easy because we've been exchanging gifts, presents for a very long time. So when we were little, we exchanged cheap stuff because none of us is making any money. We're using our parents' money. We don't want to ask them for a lot of money just to keep our own friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So we exchange stuff like stuffed animals or photo frames.Just stuff like that. Now that we're getting older and older, now that we're making money, we could afford more expensive gifts. Like, yes, for example, electronic stuff. And if she needs an iPad, I'd probably give her an iPad. But in turn, she would give me the present in the same value. That's no problem. But if I'm sending a gift to a very important people, then I don't know. If it's to a very important people, then it still depends.
Right.
Well, if that person is a scholar or someone is in an academia field, then probably you giving her a very expensive car, say Lamborghini, wouldn't please him or her.
Right.
That's just not what he needs. But if you give him, well, a very old antique or a collection from another country that is impossible to purchase or to obtain in your own country, then that would please that person. But if for someone who, you know, you can tell easily from his lifestyle, her lifestyle, that she is very luxury oriented,
materialist,
and probably a very famous brand purse or perfume would just please him or her.
I see. So then basically you're saying that you would consider the taste of the person, background of the person, and then based on those, you choose the gift that you think most appropriate for this person, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. 那还有一类题没有谈到呢哈、What are the advantages of giving gifts to your boss or supervisors, and what are the disadvantages?
Some people are very sensitive with the relationship between employees and employers, with your boss and people who work for him. That's because it's very hard to balance the relationship. It's not all wrong to try to remain some kind of friendship with your boss, because after all, you're all human beings, and human beings just love to be friends with other people.That's one of the advantages of giving your boss presents.
Then basically it's quite sensitive.
It's quite sensitive.
Right? And it's difficult to draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
If you give something that's too expensive, maybe in your coworkers' eyes, you're trying
that's
to
the disadvantage.
Kiss the ass of the boss.
Ask his name.
If you give something that's trivial, not so expensive, and the boss may think that you don't respect me duly.
He's offended.
Right. Mm. So then this balance point is hard to choose, and that's why some people would simply say that I never give gifts to boss, just to save all the trouble.
Or just you can, for example, sometimes when we travel to another country, we would often bring back some snacks or something like keychains that you could purchase in huge quantity, like 20 or 30. You give the same thing to everybody, then
right.
That is all right. But if you give one thing to a particular person, that looks weird.
Yeah, right. So then giving gifts is something that you need to spend a lot of thought on.
Mm.
And regarding that, disadvantages of giving gifts.
The disadvantage of giving gifts.
Generally, not only to your boss, but to other people as well.
Well, first of all, it could be, it's only one side thing. That if you are looking forward to have a very intimate relation with that person, however, he or she is not looking forward to have the same one with you, then your relationships could get even more embarrassing. Because, well, now the other people doesn't know how to react to your gesture. And another disadvantage is that if you give the wrong present, obviously, that may be the end of your friendship.
Right. So it's a tough task to give gifts, right? So you may not... you may try not to do it, or maybe you do it some other way.
还是要谨慎一些。
Alternatives, right. 我们今天就是这些关于给予礼物的话题 part 2, part 3, 还有呢第一部分关于花啊什么的。其实还有一些比较怪的题我们留在今后的部分再去说。
对。再去给大家 surprise
没错我希望大家能有时间把我们提到的这个题你自己不妨也录音录一下然后发到我们的这个公众的这个微信里边 question of the day 不用空格这样你就是有一个录音的比较好就是你自己测试你自己然后你也尝试一下在现场说你是什么感觉虽然你只是对着一个手机在说而不是一个人对人现在就是要发现大家的问题从中呢我们再告诉大家怎样调理啊，怎样让你的这个问题变得越来越少逐渐趋于和这个 native speaker 的说话习惯去贴近另外呢 我不知道有大家现在还关注博客，我们博客也有，微博也有。
大学生英语在线就是我们的微博，同时也可以找到米歇尔米饭的米，一些的些，耳朵的耳。另外，如果大家想随时跟进最近的雅思考试题目的话，可以
也可以上我的，对我的博客，我的博客在新浪上面就是女马辛格。那你可以留言，我不见得每天查，但是我会时不常的去看一下。对于比较有代表性的问题呢，我也会挑出来给大家答，或者是在博客上答，或者是在广播里边跟大家一起去答。我觉得作为大学生来讲呢，现在我们有这么好的工具，大家也要一定要利用这个工具，其实是在督促你自己。如果是什么事儿你都自己也不用发，然后也不用写，也不用公布的话，往往你就失去了一个练习的动力。
好的，今天的内容就是这些，我们明天见，
拜。
Wherever bleeds them all in the dust. Got a Cadillac six pack vision of us. Tonight we ride high into the desert sky. Hands up, feel the heat in the air. Legends never die, they play truth or dare. Tonight we stop time, let go of the wheel and drive.How does it feel to fly? We are the stars that shine. We don't even have to try. We could go down in flames, but we'll melt the world away. All I know is you're my rock and roll, and wherever we go, we are heroes, heroes. They don't.Like you and I, legends never die. Undressed in a beautiful mess, but I got your gold heart right here on my chest. They say we're crazy, so baby let's go.I know we will live forever, maybe one day we'll make history. How does it feel to be free? We are the stars that shine. We don't even have to try. We could go down in flames, but we'll melt the world away.Just to fade away, we keep the clock turning like a figure eight. Tonight we stop time and go with the wheel and drive. We are the stars that shine. We don't even have to try. We could go down.
这期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来雅思口语部分的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。 Coming up next is home video.
这条路镌刻着苦难辉煌。